Gilarayus 001.
Gilarayus.
Gilarayus. He can't keep coaching. What's the matter? It's not a place for a Jewish boy.
So I'll try it.
Now look, they can't do it to you. You're at the boy. They late. So why are you so much late?
Because I always come late and they never did it to me.
So go to Nachum.
No, I could go. Go to Nachum. Okay?
No. That's not so good. I don't know if you can get it. Been waiting on you.
Thank you.
Daf Kufayin Hay, the famous Halvavus is talking about how the Yetzer Hara, after failing in his leading you astray intellectually, al pi mechgar, and such matters, so he makes you busy with olam hazeh, and you're just too busy. So what are you going to waste time with limudim that don't appear to have any tachlis, that don't appear to have any purpose? You involve yourself, you be a man of the world, and you get ahead in the world, and he's talking about not lazy people that do nothing, or they just want to, you know, be lazy, but he's talking about ambitious people, industrious people who want to get ahead. So the Yetzer Hara just makes you very... He says the first step is that the Yetzer Hara gives you a desire for things behind, for things beyond your basic needs. And then he gets you used to that. And then he moves on to luxuries. And then he moves on to being jealous of other people. And then he moves on to whoever can help you get ahead. Because then you start thinking, who can help me get a raise? Who can help me get promoted? And whose good side do I have to be on? And I can't look like a fool. I have to be the boss. I have to look to the boss like a man of culture, a man of the world. I could trade jokes with him by the water cooler, and I know what the sports teams did last night, and because you don't want to look foolish, you don't want to look like a yeshiva guy, so you get involved in all these things, and all of a sudden, before you know it, you're too busy, because you're always busy getting ahead. And then the Chazal goes on to describe, even you start becoming a man of literature, a man of letters, that you can discuss current events, and you can discuss literature, and you can discuss the sciences, and all because you wanna appear, and you wanna have a certain station in life, and that's how he sort of entraps you. And then we said it's very interesting how he sort of segues into the Indian of astrology. And apparently astrology then was a very hush of a post. People beat a path to your door. You would tell them when is a good time to open the business, when is it a good time to start a new business. The stars are aligned. And you get into astrology. And then he says how the Torah warns against it. So, and this is where we ended up this week. So, the Pashtus, it's a stira to come in Tiyam Hashem Elokecha. And maybe there's even elements of Avodah Zarah there, that you're assigning kochos and to forces beside the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But the perspective of the Chayim HaBodes, as he starts talking about it, is that you're using it as a method of advancement in society. Because those were the, I don't know what to compare it to. They compare it to a politician nowadays, that everybody wants to be on his good side, and people think he can do things for them. So if you have a position of political power, so people want to be your friend, and want to be on your good side. So the Torah warns against that, and he says, "V'loselchu b'chukos hagoy." So we're on page Kufayin Hay, the last couple of lines. and you shouldn't waste your time with these matters. Looking at it from that angle, that the Torah is warning against Ov, Yedoni, and Chochavim, and all these things as Poshet Bittul's Man, as a waste of time, as things that don't really matter, and things that just take up your time. And you do it because you want to have a certain social standing. So we'll start from 11 lines up from the bottom. Uchvarhibdish b'chol hashliach, it's Moshe Rabbeinu. Olav ha-shalom v'omro, v'loselchu b'chukos ha-goy. Asher darkam lifnos el mishpatei ha-kochobim, v'ha-onenus, that's for the Lashem Losa Onenu. That's, you know, which times are propitious for which things. L'chiyuv, to do things, or l'shlili, to refrain from doing things. V'ha-nachash, v'ha-ov, v'chol ha-dom v'lekach, all sorts of divinations. The Olsen Kamish Batayir Kamoshamur Lama Kosov Kyagoyim Ela Shrata Yorish Olson El Onanim the El Kosmim Yishmo the Atolo Chain Kvaram Ashliach Allah Shalom Lo Yimotsu Bechom Mather Bno Bito Ba'esh, which is Avodah Zorah, a very intense form of Avodah Zorah. And then the Pasuk says Kosen Kusamim Behime Sipach, the Torah attaches. It attaches Maver Bno Vito Boesh El Kosen Summit. The nation who Mesu of Kamohu is disgusting with the Hashem Yisala, the Shokul Kamoso, Lefon of Berichuko. It's equal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu compares one to another in terms of staying away from it. Berichuko. The Kamamin Anavim Chosru. Repeatedly, they repeatedly warned against it. Al harchokoso, the mekomos rabim shein lo nutzorech lekolvim kam. The Chazal says we don't have to write it out. Machmas persumim, it's so famous. For omer hakosov kilo nachash biyakov lo kesem biyisrael. Davkufayin vav, first line. Vomer hakosid lo keel lechelak yakov. So all of this, the Chavis is railing against it, mitzad bittul zman, mitzad things that are not worthwhile, and you just get involved in it because you want to be a person of you want to relate to others, so you get involved in it, and learning doesn't do that for you, doesn't give you that lift. Say, what did I do this morning? It doesn't seem that relevant. It doesn't seem that important. So it doesn't give you that feeling of chashivas that now you can go out there and interrelate with others. And then you get caught up, and that's when you get involved in your whole life. Nosaf, and that's how he looks at astrology, as he sees it with Kochav. You know, I was trying to think a lot, like, what would I compare it to? Like a person, I would compare it to like reading a newspaper. If you're not reading it for a purpose, you just read it. You can discuss current events, and you can give your analysis, and people will ask you your analysis of the news. And you know, you're a person that people seek to find out his opinion, your opinion about matters. When it's not the gay, I'm talking. It's not Megaya. So that's like astrology. It's like, you ever read these political columns? So they're like the Chozer B'Kochavim. They're always analyzing and saying what's going to be, and then it turns out not to be that way, and they're not embarrassed because no one remembers what they wrote the day before. Well, Hashem, they're very lucky because no one really believes them in the first place, no one really cares. Now you could spend your whole life reading thousands and thousands of blogs. I'm not talking about the good blogs like our friend Moshe Burt. But there's like thousands, millions probably by now. Everywhere you turn, you could spend your whole life just sitting and clicking and reading blogs. And people analyzing things, people discussing things, people comparing things, like having shaklavatarius, and it seems like it's dvarim ha'om devarum shalolam, and then like a day or two goes by and say, like, total waste of time. Total. And then if you learn, except for you,
I wasn't even going to talk. There are some things that come up. Okay, and there are some things that come up. There was a book written, The Army of Davids.
It's Chosen the Kochavim. And the Chavis Halvava spends 20 lines talking about the severity which with the Torah and the Nevi'im talk about the Chosen the Kochavim, and he's only talking about the Bittul Zman aspect. That you do it because that's what's done, that's what society looks up to. It's like a political columnist, and you're wasting your time. It's Dvarim Shel Bittul Zman. Then he says, No Sach Lamashi Yesh Bekach. I can't get over it. I know I'm repeating myself. I can't get over that the Chavis Halvavus looks at the comparison of Chaisim Tzomim to Maver Bino Ubitel Ba'esh, and he's only talking about it that it just gets you involved in silliness. It's of no lasting value. When you're in it, it seems like very important. But it's like... nothing.
What
about
the person who's in it in order to affect others?
I'm sorry.
What about the person who's in it in order to affect others?
Nothing for himself. Yeah. If there's a specific reason, then yes. Then it's not people's mind. No yasala. I would say the same thing about a lot of the news and political analysis. It's very easy to get caught up also. I've said this many times before, I'll say it again, that the evil of newspapers is not only the Araya Shabbai and the Nivel Shabbai and the Lashon Hara Shabbai, but it also, when you read the newspaper, you get caught up in cause and effect. And it mamish takes you away from realizing that I could read Hashkocha Pratis, because you read, even the Frumster newspaper will talk about how a company's stock went up because of this and because of that. And so you say, yeah, but that's how Hashem did it. But when you read it, you don't think that way. And many companies did the same, very same thing, and their stocks didn't go up. So I would continue the comparison to Kaysim Ksamim. Nosef l'mashiyesh b'kachman ha'salmus m'na b'tochen al Hashem yisala v'ayis masrus lo v'kabolos mishpoto u'gzeroso b'rotso. That's very important. When something happens, you have to be mekabel mishpatu gzeirosu berotzo. You don't say, oh, if only we had done this and that, we could have avoided the whole mess. So if you did something wrong, so then certainly you should say that. If we wouldn't have done something wrong, this wouldn't have happened. But if you say, if only we would have made this alliance, if only we would have protected our flank, if only we would have done those sorts of things, not right and wrong, but if we would have just handled differently, we would have had a different result, which always comes up when you're reading news, when you're reading analysis, so that takes you away from the realization that that's not the case. The ilu hayah mishpat ha'gzeira ba'osher, the hapcho mesurim ha'mishpat ha'kochavim, if you think that there are the sobavim hasibos, if you think there are causes for events that have inherent value and power, harezehu hashituvim Hashem behechlet lo sofek. So that's another evil of kosen ksamim. The yavizel anfira b'shevat chashoso kolil. So that gets you into shituf, and then you forget, and you're weaned away from the fact that just by talking about it, by talking about who has a more powerful army, by talking about political alliances, by talking about if we do this, they'll do that, and if we do this, they'll do that. So that takes you away from the realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's arranging everything, and then it becomes like shituf, and then yavizel akfira b'shem akfasasu kol. Now he goes off into a side, really goes off on a tangent to discuss the inyan of ma'onunus and mechashnus. Now that he finished slamming it, mitzad bidlzman, and it's something that people do to maintain a certain station in society, and that's evil, and it takes you away from bitachon and the realization of hashgacha pratis, and so on and so forth. So now there's kashas on that. Now he goes through certain places in Nach where you find, and this is like mamish, a side point. He goes off, and he's going to ask kashas. V'yom yomer odom hinei motzonu gidon ben yoash. Those of you who come to the Nach here, smile now and say, "Yeah, good old Gidon." Please don't say who's Gidon. Also, al pihaonanus, he acted upon a sign. He made up a sign. If this happens, that lefidimyan hamakshe umachshavto. But Omro, when he said he walked into the camp of the Midyanim and he said vayovel gidon v'nei ish v'sapa v'vayel chalom, and he told him the story. That was the remes to the Omer and a rolling pail and a rolling barley bread that was rolling around. So he said, "Oh, Hashem's going to be Moshiach Klal Yisrael." So the chayra, it was like a sign. It was not like rational connection between what happened. So he took it as a sign that he's going to be Matzliach. So that's no kasha. It says on the omer, "Ki Hashem tzivou b'kach." Hashem told him to go into the machne of the Midyanim and see what he will see and hear what he will hear. That there will be something being merames to him, that there will be gedula there. And the Chavis Alvodas gives us an insight into why that was necessary. Gidon didn't believe in himself, but not he had low self-esteem. The Chavis Alvodas talks about it approvingly. He was an anav. He didn't felt he was worthy of leading Klal Yisrael. Choser bitchono bitzitkoso, v'haktonoso es atzmo, u'motzochein b'nei Hashem b'kach. But, even though that's a wonderful midah and a fantastic midah, and Hashem loved him for it, but Hashem had to pump him up. Plain and plain, that's what the Lord says. So Hashem said, you know, you can't leave Klal Yisrael. It's a nice midah, but you know, you got to get in there. So Hashem says, go to the Machna Midyan, and you're going to hear things, and you're going to take on the confidence that's needed to lead Klal Yisrael. So it wasn't an onanus, it was Adarabah. Hashem gave him a sign. Like we're going to learn the Shabbos in Shmuel. Shmuel gave Shaul a sign. Like these events will happen, and that will instill in you the confidence that you're going to indeed be king over Klal Yisrael. So it's not like the events were a sign that he would become king, but Adarabah, Hashem was using these events to instill in him the confidence needed that to build him up. That, oh, wow, look what happened.
Let's talk about the newspaper example of the danger of like...
You're able to do that, that's wonderful. But since you spend 20 minutes a week learning Chayvus Halvavus, not you, and people, and 16 hours a week reading a newspaper, so you have 20 minutes a week of Hashem Hashem, and 16 hours a week of Sibus and Mesovev. So it's very, very difficult. It's very difficult.
It's very difficult.
I'll prove that I'm right. I'll prove that I'm right. Because you see, in people's lives, how do people live their lives? People live their lives that if this army stronger, and if this and if that, and if this happens, and if this malucha gets angry at this malucha, then it's going to be tzaris. Okay. And the Hanami is theoretically possible, but you still have to ask yourself why you need it. You're right. It's a danger. The Chavavah speaks about it's a danger. It's my tushka. He's talking about astrology. I was thinking of something that we could relate to. He talks about it in terms of something you do in order to appear cultured and learned and to find favor in the eyes of people, that people shouldn't think you're out of touch and clueless. That's how he talks about astrology. And then he says, and by the way, it weans you away. It pulls you away from Bitochen and Hashem. So, you know, we have our astrology nowadays. We laugh at astrology, but we have our things. Yeah. The sports section is, he's not even talking about the total. He's not even talking about that. That's a total waste of time. Again, I said this last week. He's talking about ambitious people who want to get, industrious people who want to get ahead in the world. Who want to, so they look for ways to get ahead. He's not even talking about people that just waste their time. Really? He's not even dealing. And yeah, many times if that's the social circles you're in, and you know what Maccabee did last night, they'll look at you as not a klutz. They'll look at you, you know, and when you're in line for promotion and you're one of the boys, that's what he's talking about.
When they come into the bagel shop
you could subscribe to a Sphera reminder. I sent it to Moshe Berg. You could subscribe to a Sphera reminder every night of Sphera, like tonight's 43, which is 6 weeks and one. So they'll send you a picture of some famous sports figure whose number is 43. Really, every night they have this. They have this for every night of the Omer. Yeah. They'll send you a guy whose uniform is 43, and then Shaheim, and then 6. I don't know, anybody know anybody that's 6? You probably know someone that's 6.
Doc J.
You see? Right? And 1. And they'll send it to you every night on your computer. You can subscribe. Okay. That's using everything for Avodas Hashem, you see? So that's what Hashem did by Gidon. It's an interesting psychology, really. It's fascinating. Gidon was an onav, and Hashem liked that. But he had to pump him up in order to lead Klal Yisrael. So he said, go to Machne Midyon, and you'll hear this and this, and that'll be a simon, and you'll say, oh, Hashem is with me. The chivish had never came, if that's the way it worked, hara yotzu mechlal onenu, so the whole kasha falls away. Next story. The Yomar Harimotsonu Yohonasan ben Shol. Hashem didn't tell him that would happen. He did this on his own, what we're about to read. Hishtamish ba'onanus lefidimyan hashoel. Lechayre was onanus ba'omro vayomi Yohonasan inayanachmo overmolo anoshim. He said to his aide, let's go into the camp of the Plishtim and we'll hear them talking. And Kol Yomru Aleinu, if they say the sentence this way, Domu Achen Yenu Aleichem. The Amud, but the Imko Yomru Allah Alinu, so we'll take that as a sign that will be Matzliach. So that's Mamash Onidus. Hashem didn't tell him, go to the Machna Plishtim and you'll hear them talking kach for kach, and that'll be a simon that you'll be Matzliach. He made up a thing with his nar, we're going to go, and if they say, we'll come to you, that's a bad sign, we're going to run away. And if they say, come to us, oh, that's a good sign, we're going to be Matzliach. That's Mamash Onidus, like the Chavis Halvodus. Right, he doesn't talk about Eliezer, but he says now a teretz that Lechaira, the teretz he's about to say, answers the kasha about Eliezer too. Eliezer is many answer that it was just a test of chesed. It wasn't onanus. You know, if the Gemara's mashma it was, Lichlich Gemara calls it, but many answer that it was a test of chesed, which is what we all teach our children, what they learn in school, that it was a test of chesed, it had no shaykhus, the union of Likush. But really, the Chavis Halvodah says a teretz now for Yehonasan, and that's a teretz to Eliezer as well. Kvar kodam b'dvorav lefnei chen, shehu hispalel lefnei Hashem. Sheyases anitzachon Yisrael al Yod. Very, you say the stick of Terence. He says Yehonasan started off prior to this story. He davened. Ba'omro, and he said Vayom Yehonas alanar nasichelu luchov anabro matzav areilu moele ula yasa Hashem lonu ki ein lehashem matzor lo shia baravo b'maat. No difference to Hashem ravo maat. Vine ba'omro ula yasa Hashem lonu. Ra'ayash who is chaning, the hisnapel, the hispalel of Nei Hashem Yisale, v'hanchilo mitzochon l'chaskol o'ayven. There was massive tefillah there. That the pasuk doesn't say everything that went on. So there was tefillah going on. So Hashem was responding to his tefillah. Look what he says. U'lufi sheyodua l'fnei Hashem Yisale tuv kavanoso, v'shem ha'toras pu'uloso. Matoro chashuva tshuva liYisrael. Anohu Hashem b'meshe b'gesh b'menu. Even though it was like a nais, the biro aloidov, a natural nais it was. Then chilo nitzocho. Vaisasiva lekibush alachnos yaser haplishkin. Ubekach yotzu gam humilios omenus. So that's why it wasn't omenus. Why b'tzilos olufnei Hashem. Lahanchilo ulahanchila so uma nitzocho kaomro kien lashem matzor lohoshia. So it's not 100% clear what the Chayyus of all this is Terence is. It looks to me like he's answering that since it was a response to tefillah, so he certainly described everything that happened to Hashem. Now the owner knows is when you're assigning forces or you're trying to make a simin, and you're not connecting it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if it's part of your tefillah, or if it's a response to your tefillah, then the Chayri is saying in your side, then you will certainly attribute everything that happens to Hashem as answering your tefillah. So there's no more chashash in the Einanus that it'll draw you away from Bitochon, that'll draw you into Shituf, that you'll think it's like magic, it has to happen that way, it's in the stars to happen that way. It's all a response to your tefillah. So Yonason davened, and then he made this simen. So Kachayus Halvavus, if he made the simen right after he davened, that means he expected a response to his tefillah. So that's what he said. It was like he was saying, let's make a sign if Hashem is answering our tefillah. So he was connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so in that oifen it's okay to do it. Obviously Eliezer, all the Rishayim that talk about Eliezer as a problem of Nichush, so according to the Chayyus HaLvavus, that's very clearly the answer by Eliezer too. He started off davening, and he said to Hashem, V'hoyo hanara asher teitse V'omra gamla gubalecha esha. Also, that was Mamish's tefillah. So according to the Chayyus HaLvavus, that takes it out of Oynanus. Lova Shemayni is a reference to Torah, not to events. Events are certainly Bashamayim, and you don't have to Hashem that it should go a certain way. The Yom Yomar, one more kasha, the Chayyus HaLvavus says on his attack on Oynanus and astrology. He says, L'chayr, the pasuk speaks very highly of knowledge of astrology. Harayonu royim pirishayim meganim. Chazal speak derogatorily. If you don't know chochmas hakochavim, v'she'en alomit chochmas hakochavim. V'omram kol ha'yadei alachal b'tkufas v'mazolos v'eno mechashev. Olav ha'kosavoyim v'hoyachina v'nevel t'aybuchol v'yayim v'shtein v'spoil Hashem lo yabitu v'masayodav lo roo. So I'm not even sure what his kasha is, and he doesn't even answer that. That's the Chayyus talking about, not astrology, he's talking about astronomy. What could be wrong with astronomy? Astronomy is, I mean, that's really his statements, that astronomy is a science. And learning astronomy is like learning the flow of Hashem. Learning is like learning any natural science, biology, zoology, physics, any natural science that you see how the world works. So that brings you the day, Avos Hashem, Yiras Hashem, as the Rambam describes it.
I think Rashi explains there that they know what kind of good type of plants where you want
to study. Where does Rashi say that?
There,
the Gemara.
Where does the Gemara?
On this Gemara. He says it's
astrology.
But what happens? The Kufas of Mazolos.
Yeah, what
you tell me what that is. Come on, you did. Shabbos. Anyway, so the Chavavos answers that it's talking about a science, it's talking about learning science. It's not talking about astrology, it's talking about astronomy, a whole different world. Noimaloi, I mean, I would have answered really that it's talking about Chishuv Tekufos Umazolos that you need for Kiddush HaChodesh, that you need to push it for Dinin. It's like studying medicine. To know Hilchus Refuah B'Shabbos. So like, how can you even ask a Kasha that how could you learn that? That's, it's Mamash Torah. It's not just Tava and Yiras Hashem. It's Mamash directly Torah. So, That's not Oinonus, no. That's weather. That's the weather.
No, he says that he tells them the weather they're going to be according to the.
The weather is not Oinonus. The weather is weather patterns with the wind. That's not.
Yes.
I don't think it means Oinonus and Mechashus.
No,
it's vital
of
science.
According to the stars, what the year is going to be,
that's a
show me where not.
I don't know if he means, okay, could be Rashi says it, and I'm not so sure he means that anyway. Could be he means the Hiluch HaKochovim in affecting weather patterns.
Yeah.
Not that when Saturn is aligned with Jupiter, it's going to be hot. No. Anyway, so I don't know. I would have said Kufas Umazolos is Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibur Hashanah. So do Ibur. You're going to go ask Kasha. How can you learn that? It's Chaziyah of the Chodim. Not even a Kasha. But the Chodim of Lovus doesn't answer that. He answers that it's not astrology, it's astronomy, and you're learning it, and you're going to come to the Avos and Yiras Hashem because you're learning the Niflos Havore. No Maloki or Rishonim Chivuzos. Maybe they're connected. Maybe, you know, we don't know what astrology is, so we laugh. But maybe getting into astronomy like leads you automatically into how they affect the world, and then it becomes like Bahoyu also Subamaladim, and maybe that's also, you know, that's the, maybe there's a very thin line between Osos of Osos, you know, Likui, you know, they say like Likui Halavona is a bad sin. Okay, so that's, we'll take it from here next week. Like Likui Halavona is a bad sin from Klal Yisrael. Is that an Indian of Oinonus Taka? Or is that the Klal Savoyre? So maybe there's really a thin line, a gray area. It's Taka, not so clear what it is.